Frankie, you find the water jug now. Just so you know, I don't have any arrest warrants for you, okay? However, I am investigating a case, all right? And you are being detained, which means right now you're not free to leave, okay? So I want to talk to you about this to find out, you know, what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Is that right, Pat? Sam, Steve? So before I can even, I want to talk to you, I want to make sure you do understand your rights, okay? And that way I can explain to you what's going on and all that good stuff. Do you understand? You understand that? Okay. Today's date is May the 3rd, 2010. The current time is, I can't tell them that much, 7:52, okay?
I draw the papers too.
What's that?
I draw my papers still right now.
All right, your first name is George?
Yes.
George. And your middle name?
Is Wesley.
How you spell that?
W-E-S-L-E-Y.
And spelling of your last name?
H-U-G-U.
G-U?
U-E-L-Y.
I've already told you who I am, Lisa Reeves. And this is Ed Pratcher. He's also a detective that starts with this point.
Okay.
And this is just something I have to ask you. Can you read and write?
Yes.
Have any threats or promises been made to you by the police or the Commonwealth Attorney's Office?
No.
Before we ask you any questions, you must understand your rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in court. You have the right to talk to a lawyer before questioning and have one present during questioning. If you cannot afford a lawyer, one will be provided for you. And if you're willing to talk to us now, you have the right to stop talking at any time. Got it?
Yep.
Awesome. Just need your signature there that you understand your rights and are willing to talk to us. And the time now is 7:53. And because Detective Pratcher is here, I'm going to stick his name in here. All right. What I might do, I might take a little few notes here and stuff as I'm talking to you. And first of all, I just want to kind of get a little background on you, if that's okay. You're a UVA student, obviously. How long have you been a student?
It's my fourth year.
Fourth year? Oh, okay. Long time there, huh? How long have you lived where you live right now?
For 2 years.
For 2 years? Okay. And you play lacrosse?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing that?
Since I was very old. At school for 4 years.
Okay. All right. Do you work anywhere?
No.
You don't work anywhere at all? Okay. Where do you get your support from? Family? Let's kind of start. I'm going to kind of ask you some questions, and like I said, we'll explain things a little bit later. Tell them about your day yesterday.
Played golf with our parents. It was a father-son. Good event. I mean...
Where was that at?
At Wintergreen.
Wintergreen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I went to dinner with my dad and my two buddies.
Where was that? We're joking.
I went to CNO.
Okay.
And then went home, went to the bar for like a little while.
And what time did you go out to eat?
The golf event ended at 5-ish. So we were probably back at, that was probably 7:30 with dinner.
Okay.
And then went home, I drank a few beers, I went to the bar for a little while, I went to Boylan Heights.
Wow, okay.
Then I went over to talk to Yardley, and...
Who's Yardley?
Yardley is my former girlfriend.
Okay.
Which this whole thing's about, which I understand, but... When I went over to talk to Yardley, I was like, Yardley. And she was like, already totally freaked out because of what she did this past, a few days ago. And we hadn't talked since, and I was just going to go talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was already freaking out. You can't come in, And I was like, I'm just trying to talk to you, and she started being getting all really defensive against it because the week before she came into my apartment and attacked and started striking me, and I was like, all right, you gotta leave, and had my roommate's girlfriend finally be like, all right, you take her out of there because of this. So when I went in to talk to her, because we've been away, when I talked to her, she was already on the defensive edge, and I was like, listen, I'm not here to I'm just here to talk to you. And she got all sat up, her bed's against the wall, if it was in this corner, she was up against the wall, and I was we were sitting there talking, and she started being getting aggressive after this. And so I was all right, chill out, and shook her a little bit, and she started being freaking out, and I was listen, I'm not here to do anything, I'm here to talk to you about everything that's ensued in the past week. And she was no, hitting her head, stop, she's in the corner, I was sitting on the bed, I was stop, I was Yardley, what the hell, we were just gonna talk, and it was not at all a good conversation, because that's she was already freaking out with just even seeing me there.
Okay. What happened next?
And she kept hitting her head against the wall while she was sitting on the bed, and I was I grabbed her and I shook her. I was stop, we need to and looked at her. I was we need to talk about this. And I was on holding her arms and stuff, but I never struck her. I never hit her in the face or anything. I was just we need to talk. And she was so oh, I mean, what's the word? Flopping, a fish out of the water, all this, all because of what happened last week. And I was listen, I'm not here to fight with you or do anything, here to talk to you. And and she was no, get away from me, all this, and that's what happened. I left, she was in her bed, I think her nose was bleeding a little bit, but she was in her, when I left, she was still in her bed, and then she may have, at one point she got on the floor, and we were talking, we were and she was still fighting. Actually, no, she went over to her desk, where the desk is, and she was you have to leave, 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 all this stuff. And I was all right, fine, but I want to talk to you after all this. And I was a little bit persistent because of the situation, my former girlfriend who, something happened last week, and I was all right, well, so we were talking over there, and somehow I was resting her on the floor, and I was just stop, I just and I was holding her, but I never struck her or anything, and I think that might have been when her nose started to bleed. Actually, it was when I was holding her on the floor, being listen, you came and attacked me, I wanted to talk to her about, everything, because I got all these, text messages, from her and all this stuff, and so that's when I was, holding her, but not, so, not, forcefully, and then, then, I guess, that's when her nose might have started to bleed, was when, it rolled like that, her face on the ground, and her nose started bleeding, and then the conversation, I could tell, was just it was not going anywhere, and nothing was happening. And I went back home.
Okay. Well, let's kind of start from you keep talking about something that happened last week. What happened last week?
What happened last week?
You said kind of set up the...
That's why I was going over there to talk to her.
Well, yeah, what happened last week?
Let's start there.
Last week?
Mm-hmm.
well, a lot of things happened, but basically, she came over to my apartment
Let me stop it there real quick. How long y'all been dating?
For 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
Yeah, 2.5 years.
Okay. All right. Now, start with that last week. Did y'all break up last week?
We broke up like a month ago, but we've been like talking and like, you know, hanging out and stuff.
Why'd you break up
for? Because we broke up because she wanted to, but like was because she wasn't really sure about all this because we're both like graduating, you know, and she wants to move to New York and I want to move like to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, we don't really know. And she was like, you know, sort of unsure about all of this. So we broke, so she was like, sort of like broke it off like slightly over like, you know, a period of time. Like, all right, well, like we shouldn't hang out anymore, da, da, da. But we're still hanging out and everything. And then called him a week ago. She went down to Carolina, and like, I don't know what happened there, but she told me what happened, which was that Wednesday night. She sends me a text message like, "Oh, I'm so glad. Like, I'm so glad. Like, I fucked so and so, you know." And so I didn't even respond to that. I was like, whatever. Like,
she said, you know, she fucked somebody? Is that what you just said?
Hooked up, fucked, like, same, okay. Same thing. So I didn't even respond to that. Those were, like, text messages. And so I was like, Brian, like, to my roommate, like, look at this. Like, this is fucked up. And didn't even respond. So went to the bar, like, saw her at the bar, actually. And she's, like, all, like, you know, like, fucked up. So I was talking to a buddy and we were at, and like she comes over, it was like my buddy, like didn't even bother. And then I'm at home on my sofa and she comes in the door like this, with the same body that was there earlier, and two girls that were visiting, deciding if they wanted to come here to school or not. And she walks in the door, opens the door, and comes over and just starts hitting me in the face. And I like got up and I was like, stop, like, you know, like, get off of me, like, leave me alone, like you can't like do this, you can't just like start doing this. Like, and then I had basically had my roommate's girlfriend, who is friends with my girlfriend, I was like, yo, Liz, like, calling from her from the kitchen, like, get her out of here. Like, never, like, touched her, never struck her. I was just like, listen, like, you have to, like, stop hitting me. And she wouldn't stop, and she kept coming. So that happened. So I was going over there to talk to her last night on Sunday, and that was the reason why I was going over there to talk to her. And I never, like, hit her, never struck her, never, and nothing happened.
All right, so you go over there. Knock on the door.
Her front door was open. Mm-hmm. Her room door was closed. I knock, like, yard, they, like, she heard me, open the door, and went in.
All right. Went in where?
To her room.
All right, straight to her bedroom?
Straight to her bedroom, yeah, I mean.
How'd you get through the door?
Her door or the front door?
Her door.
Actually, it might have been locked.
Mm-hmm. It was.
It was locked. Because I think I put a hole.
Yeah. You punched a hole through the door?
Pretty sure, actually, now. Yeah, that you said that, yeah.
All right. Why'd you do that?
Because I won't talk to her, because like, she's been sending me, like, emails.
Was she
like,
telling you to leave, emails. Or...?
Well, I guess, yeah, once I was in her room, she was, like, very, like, you know, like, hardly, like, I don't want to talk to you, like, all this stuff. Like, you know.
What was she wearing?
She was in her bed. She was in her underwear and t-shirt.
Okay, I'm not saying you that. I'm just trying to pick it up. All right, so she's in her bed, t-shirt and underwear, you
say.
Okay. Light on, light off.
Light off. I'm pretty sure she was like, this was like around, probably, I want to say like 12:45-ish.
Okay.
So she was like, she was like either asleep or like, you know, doing something. And so I went in there to talk to her. And she was very like, you know, very on edge, like, I don't want to talk, like, I don't want to talk, like, you know.
Okay.
I was like, listen, like, what you pulled last week was outrageous. Like, I just want to talk to you.
And why'd you push the door then?
Because I want to talk to her.
All right, well, continue on. That's fine, continue on. So you're talking to her and she doesn't
want to
talk to you?
Not really. I mean, we talked though. But like, there was parts where we were talking and then like...
Do you know what you're talking about?
I mean, about so many different things.
Okay. Like what?
Like what she did last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like went to like Carolina, how she attacked me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay. Like she went to Carolina and hooked up with someone Sunday when we were still trying to figure out things, came over, attacked me on Tuesday.
Okay.
You know, and I'm just sitting like, and I was over there like to talk, like I was like, this is outrageous. Like, I mean, and because I was trying to make everything better, and then like, you know, and then all of this happens, and then she comes in and attacks me, and I'm like, and to the point where my roommate's girlfriend has to like take her out of there.
Okay. So let's go back to you in her room tonight.
Yeah, last night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she's like in the corner. If her bed's like, if her bed would push all the way back, like in the corner, like, you know, like, and she, and I'm pretty sure that she was very defensive because she knew like how upset I was, because I've told her like through emails like how upset I was like about what she did and about Tuesday night for like coming in and just starting to strike me. And so I was like, and I sat on the edge of her bed. I was like, listen, like I want to talk to you. Like what you did was bullshit. Like that's not like okay. Like,
so you're pretty upset, pretty angry.
Yeah. I was more like emotional than I would say angry.
Okay. You're hurting.
And I was just like, and she's like, not like, you know, she's like, you know, sort of pushing everything that she did to the back burner and like talking about like, you know, like trying to like put everything that she did, like, wasn't important. And like, you know, we talked and she like kept getting like, and then she kept saying things like, oh, well, like, you know, like, she was saying stuff like, well, like, I don't trust you, like, or stuff like that. And I was, it kept going to the point where she, like, I was like, listen, like, you're, like, we have to figure, like, out what's going on. And she was like, I'm not talking to you. And then she, like, pushed me, like, get out of here. Like go. And I was like, no. And like, I was like, be like, we have to talk. Like, so like get like,
when you're doing that, what are you holding on her?
On her arms.
On her arms, like maybe up here?
Like shoulders, yeah.
Shoulders?
Like, okay. Yeah, like, never like strut, never like, you know, I mean, if I could like show you.
Up her arms.
Like, come on, like, you know, and that's when she was like wiggle and like get away and like, you know, like hide in the get in the corner, like really like aggressive, like defensively almost. And then we like wrestled the building brown the same way. Her nose started bleeding, I think she was back in bed, and I left. I was like, oh, this is not going anywhere.
How'd she get back in bed?
We were like wrestling, and we stood up, and I tossed her, I pushed her onto the bed. I was like, go to bed, like, I'll talk to you later. I didn't like throw her, but like, mm-hmm. we were like standing up at this point after we were resting on the ground. She had like a bloody nose. Mm-hmm. And I was like, go to bed.
Okay. And you kind of tossed her on the bed and you left?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you go back and check on her at any point?
No, I did not.
Okay. Did you touch her neck area at all? Did you choke her at one point?
I may have grabbed her a little bit by the neck mm-hmm. when we were like, but I never like strangled her.
Okay.
But I mean, during the whole like commotion, you know, like I might have grabbed her neck, but I never was like strangling her.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go check on something really quick, and I'll be right back. Okay.
Okay. Do you mind if I use the restroom?
Actually, hold on 1 second.
I mean, she's a...
I'm sorry, my phone was gone. I had to take that call. I really apologize. I know you got to use that phone 1 second.
Yeah,
I
just
kind of make sure whenever everything I wanted to talk to you about. You said you got there about 12:45, is that right?
I think so.
You think?
I mean,
okay.
Around that area.
Why do you think it was that time? Just
because, I mean, I went to dinner around 7:30, I think.
Okay.
And went home for a little while, then went to the bar for a little bit. So, I mean, that's just my...
kind of estimate, maybe.
Yeah. You know, I mean, okay. I'm not...
Did you call her and let her know you were coming, or text her, or...?
No, because she says she lost her phone the night that she came over to my apartment. She says it's my apartment, but it's not. So she doesn't have a phone.
Okay.
So I did not call her or text her.
How long do you think you were at her apartment when you were there?
Like, between, like, around, like, 8 minutes. I mean, like...
Mm-hmm. Not long?
I mean, no. Not 8 to 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. Was anybody else there? Just the two of you?
No, her roommates weren't there, actually.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. When you left her apartment, did you take anything with you?
No.
Nothing at all?
She was in her bed.
All right. Because I think we're not... Her laptop is missing, I guess. Did you grab it for any reason?
Yeah, I did, actually.
You did? Okay. Is it at your apartment?
Yeah, okay. Somewhere in my apartment, I can give it to her.
Why'd you grab her laptop?
Because I was so pissed that she wouldn't talk to me. I was like, I don't know. I like took it almost as like collateral, I guess. I don't know. It's not reasonable logic, but
right. Okay.
I don't know.
Did you take anything else besides
no,
the laptop?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Okay.
I mean.
All right. So when you left out of there, I mean, you saw that she was bleeding on her nose. Did you try to call rescue or anything to make sure she's all right?
No, I did not.
No. Why?
I didn't think it was, like, I didn't think that she was, like, in need of, like, going to the emergency room.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I mean,
Did you say when you were... And correct me if I'm wrong, when you were shaking her, her head was hitting the wall?
Well, that was in the beginning. That was initially when I walked in, like, she was, like, up in the corner, like, saying, get out of here, like, you know, like this.
Mm-hmm. Like, at any time when you were shaking her, did her head bang the wall? Did you, like, shake her into the wall? I know you already said you didn't punch her and stuff.
I wasn't throwing her into the wall. Like, I mean, we were sitting on her bed, which is against the wall, and I was mm-hmm. I wasn't hitting her against the wall, but, like, when she's, like, sitting there in the corner mm-hmm. of, like, if it were, like, or, like this, and I'm, like, Yordi, like, you know, and I was, like, what the fuck was that about? Like, that's such bullshit that you, like, do that, like... You know, I mean, possibly. I was like, you know, it's such a, like, bullshit move. Like, what, like, you know, like, ever, like, he never, like, what are you, like, doing? Like that, like.
Okay. She has a pretty good nod on her head. That's why I'm asking how you can explain how that would have happened.
I mean, I don't even know when that, a nod?
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Like, on the side of her head, she's been hit pretty good right there. So I'm just trying to figure out, did you hit her with something?
No.
Was that her head into the wall?
I never touched her or struck her or anything.
Well, you touched her. You had your hands on her.
I said never struck her.
Okay.
Never at all, like.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why she's got a black eye and why she's got a big lump right there.
I mean, we were, I mean, I don't
so
know.
So you never
I
hit her
know.
With anything?
I don't know.
Is that
how
what you're saying? You never
yeah, I don't know how.
With anything.
So she's got them.
So, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So you I mean, I'm going to go through this one more time, make sure we're on the same page. So you're pretty pissed at her from a week ago for sending you those text messages. Do you have those text messages where she says she, as you put it, fucked somebody?
I actually might have those, yeah.
All right, you got your phone with you?
Yeah.
And let's pull it out and scroll through it. Let's see if we can see those. We didn't say
them. They were like, I guess what you call like a one of these, which is like an ongoing conversation, an ongoing like instant message, and it's gone.
Okay. I
don't
need that one. They don't leave that right in front of them.
I can show you the emails that say she hooked up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I'm not lying about that.
Do you have a home computer or laptop?
Yeah, it's
okay. Is that where all the emails are? I mean, does can you get to them on that?
Actually, they're deleted off here. I can get to them, though.
Okay. All right. That's fine right now. So last week... Y'all kind of broke up a while back. It's kind of been, you're still been talking. Last week, she gets pissed. You get pissed because she sends you a text. So last night, you go over there wanting to talk. Let's talk about how you
entered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Because to have put your fist through the door.
No, it's actually my leg, I'm pretty sure.
Your leg?
Because that's why my leg's like this.
Yeah, you're right. That was your leg.
Yeah.
How'd you get all the bruising on your hand then?
This is all from lacrosse. This is all.
That's pretty fresh right there, looks.
This is all from my lacrosse game on Saturday.
Saturday.
I mean, you can see where my R pads are.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, my gloves right here, and that's
even right there. I thought you wore those padded gloves.
This is all
lacrosse.
This is all the difference. This is all from lacrosse. 100%. This is where my arm pads are, and my glove goes to here. This is all Tanner because that's where it gets sun compared to where my legs, like, the difference in color.
Yeah.
And that's, I got whacked here, I remember, 100%, got whacked during the game when I was trying to, like, kill the clock.
Mm-hmm. When you had her and you were shaking her, did she scratch you anywhere?
No.
No?
No.
She's a little girl. She's tiny.
Yeah, she did not know. She didn't
try
me.
To hit you or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So you kick in the door.
Yeah, that's how I entered. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I stuck my hand through and unlocked it and went in there. And
okay.
Everything else was holding you.
Right. What was she saying while you're kicking the door? I mean, did you just go straight kick or did you knock first?
No, I knocked first. I was like, you're the, let me in. And she was like, and I think she was like, she said something that was, I remember that was like, I just don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember saying something or like whispering some shit or like, I don't know. And I was like, all right, well, I'm like, she knew because I sent her emails. I've sent her like 6 emails recently that was like, we need to talk. I'm coming over to talk to you.
Okay.
And she didn't actually didn't respond to those past 2 months when I've told her, and she said something like fuck you, I'm not talking to you, like something along those lines.
All right. How much did you have to drink tonight? Last night?
I had probably four or five beers on the golf course.
Mm-hmm. And that was earlier in the day though, right?
That was early in the day. And then I had 2 glasses of wine at dinner, and then like 3 more beers afterwards, and like 3 more beers of the three about like afterwards, like probably after dinner, I probably had like 5 beers combined.
Okay. Did you smoke any weed?
No.
Any other drugs?
No, yeah,
nothing.
No.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
That?
No.
No. What did the shorts and t-shirt look like?
They are on my floor of my room. Mm-hmm. There are cargo shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay. What color are the cargo shorts?
Blue.
And t-shirt?
I think white, but I'm not positive. Yeah, I mean, a white t-shirt.
All right, we've been through what all happened. When did you leave? Right after you went out the front door?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Home.
Straight home?
Yeah.
Talk to anybody?
No.
Call anybody?
No.
You said she didn't have a phone, right?
She doesn't have a phone, no.
Is her phone at your house?
Me and my roommate even looked for a phone, and my roommate's girlfriend has looked for a phone. We have no, I mean, it's not at our apartment.
Okay. So, but you pick up her computer on the way out the bedroom, right?
Yeah.
Anything else did you take?
No,
nothing.
Not.
Where are we going to find the computer at?
The computer is, I mean, the dumpster maybe.
So you threw her computer in the dumpster?
Yeah, the one right by 14th Street.
Okay.
The one, no, not the one right by 14th Street. It is the one right by the Point.
By the Point?
There's an apartment
called the Point. Yeah.
And on the way home, I just tossed it in there. Okay. I walked over there, tossed it in there, and walked home. That's about it.
Okay.
That's where the computer is.
All right. Did you toss anything else in there that we need to know about?
No.
So what do you do once you get home?
I just went to bed.
Anybody else home?
No.
And you just went to bed and then show up?
Yeah, I went to bed and you showed up this morning.
You take a shower or anything like that?
No.
No? Okay.
No, nothing.
And did you happen to look at the clock before you lay down?
No, I did not. Okay. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know what time. I mean, I wasn't paying attention, you know.
Right. Okay. All right, I'm going to get one of these detectives call you into the bathroom right quick. Or take you to the bathroom right quick. You want to take him to the bathroom right quick?
Not yet. No, not yet.
You.
Hey, if you can hold up just a little bit longer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, this won't stop.
Did you want to continue to talk to him a little bit? You know some stuff?
Yeah, we'll talk to him real quick.
All right. He's got a couple more questions for you, sir. All right.
Is That's why there's two of us. We can't stuff each one of us miss. I know we touched about what happened last night, but set it up for me. Lead it up to me a little bit here. Why did you guys break up exactly? Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, we are not from the same area.
Right.
And I'm going, or she wants me to New York, and I'm not exactly sure what I'm doing yet, but I'd like to move to San Francisco. And so we've been talking about this. She found a text message in my phone from another girl, and then we broke up because of that.
That was it.
Sort of an ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Type deal.
Because it's funny that you mentioned putting your hands around her neck and holding her back that way. Is there another reason why you two broke up? Any arguments? Any past physical violence? Keep in mind, before we've talked to you, we've talked to other people too.
No, I understand.
You know, okay.
I mean that night that she found the text messages in my phone, I was more drunk than I've probably ever been.
Right.
And she did the same thing, sort of yelling at me, hitting me while I'm drunk. And I actually laid on her and held her, detained her kind of. And she ended up leaving, but that happened that night.
How did you detain her?
Sir, that night I was...
Did you let go of her yourself, or did other people have to come and get you off of her?
I really don't remember that night at all.
Not at all?
No, not at all.
So maybe because you maybe smothered her a little bit that night, maybe you choked her a little bit?
No, I don't think I choked her. She never said I choked her. She said I laid on her and held her.
Right.
And
How did you lay down on her?
She said I literally laid on her.
Was she face down and you laid on top of her? Or?
I don't even know. We've hung out since that night, a bunch of times. Actually probably a dozen times since that night.
Right.
And we haven't really talked about that. But since that night, she's never said that I was choking her or anything. She said I literally laid on her and kind of didn't let her.
She's about 105, 110 pounds soaking wet? You're almost double her size?
Yeah, probably.
You don't think that would maybe be enough to take the breath out of her if you're laying down on top of her?
I never thought about it like that, right. But I never hurt her.
Right. We never mentioned anything to her, to her face, and you constantly bring up that you didn't punch her in the face.
No,
we never even asked you that question.
I know. Did you maybe at least smack her?
No. Hey, snap out of it or something like that.
No.
What's wrong with you?
I did not.
Nothing like that.
I never. No. I'm in here for assault charges. Right. That's why.
I never told you.
We had any warrants
on you.
Right.
I know, but someone said we're here for an assault investigation.
Right. Have you ever threatened any harm to her?
No.
Why'd you take her computer?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe because there's evidence on the computer, emails that you sent?
No, there's no. I mean, you can read all the emails and everything back and forth.
There's no threats. There's not going to be anything on that computer that we're going to bring up forensically. That came from George saying, hey, you know what?
No.
I found out that you're cheating on me.
No.
Nothing like that?
Nothing.
Why'd you take that computer then?
I know. I mean, you can look at my computer. The same emails that are on my computer, on her computer. I mean, emails are on the internet. It's not her email account is erased because I took her computer. I have no idea why I took her computer. Probably because she was, not talking to me. And not, she did all this stuff. And I just walked out of there with the computer.
Why would this little girl just for no reason start attacking you out of the blue?
You can ask my friends the other night?
Yeah, the other night.
I have three eyewitnesses for that one.
Right.
She walked in and started punching me in the face, hit me with her purse, hit me with her cell phone, and literally when I stood up and backed away, it was like, to the other, I was like, you have to stop, like, get away from me, get away from me. She came, kept coming back for more.
Okay. Okay. No violence, right? Nothing.
No, no, sir. I'm not lying. Like, you can read all the emails. You can look at everything.
Why in the heck would you break down her door then? Locked door means don't come in.
I talk to her, and I've said it.
No, that's more than that, man. That's rage. The way that door was kicked in, that was pure rage. You must have been seriously mad.
No.
You've told us everything else.
I've told you guys everything. I'm not hiding anything. Right. I've told you literally everything.
But why kick it in? That's just pure rage, man.
I wanted to talk to her.
Have you always been that way with her as far as if she didn't want to do something, it was kind of your way or the highway type of thing?
No.
And, you know, I understand that, you know, you had a lot of alcohol in you last night. Okay?
I mean,
and, you know, do you think that could have maybe led into... why you were, you know, fed your emotions to kick in that door?
That may have made me rationalize kicking in the door to open it up, but it was all strictly to go in there and talk to her. I wanted to talk to her. I told her that. I sent her emails. You can see all the emails. You can see everything. I said, we need to talk about this.
Okay.
Like, I've said, I think three emails, like, I want to come talk to you when people say, like, fuck yourself, like, duh, you know? And I should not have gone over there when, like, I was drinking, but, like, that, when I was, like, that's made me emotional, so I wanted to go talk to her. That's why I kicked in the door. That's why I was, like, trying to talk. That's why I wanted to talk to her.
Now, I know you mentioned you fell on her like a week ago, right, when you were laying down.
No, that was...
A month ago.
A month.
Where you detained her, right? Did you detain her last night at all?
No.
Did you fall down on top of her, you know, wrestling
around? We were wrestling on the ground for like a little bit.
Did y'all wrestle on the bed at all?
No, I never like, no. Never like, I mean, I shook her.
No, I mean like just kind of hold her down until she calmed down on the bed.
No, if anything, that would have been like on the floor, but like,
because I'm sure you didn't want to hurt her that way. If you were restraining her on the bed, she wouldn't be able to hurt herself as much as
I never was like laying on her like in the bed. Like, when we were on the floor, when her nose started bleeding, we were like wrestling around, and that's when her nose started bleeding.
Was it pretty noisy when you all were wrestling around?
No, I mean,
was she screaming?
No. She was not screaming, actually.
I mean, if I'm cracking my head in the wall, I'm going to be saying, ow. Yeah.
No, I mean, she was not screaming.
Yeah.
She should have been, probably. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Why do you think she should have
been? I don't know. I mean, well, she was screaming when I first, like, came into the room. She was like, no, like, I'm not talking to you. Like, get the fuck out of here and all that. But, like, that was it.
When at any point before you said you and this was your words, you said you tossed her on the bed and then you left.
Yeah.
All right. At any point before that, did she lose consciousness?
No.
Okay. What happened after you tossed her on the bed? Did she move? Talk about, say something?
I mean, I literally tossed her on the bed and turned around and...
Tossed her on the ground or tossed her on the bed?
On the bed. And walked out the door.
Okay.
She didn't cut
you out. Did she still have her t-shirt on at that point?
Yeah.
Did that get ripped off?
She had her t-shirt on the entire time.
Okay.
She was never not unclothed.
All right. So you didn't sexually assault her or anything?
No. No.
Okay. I'm
sorry. I know you have to. Sorry. Okay. I apologize.
All right. So when you tossed her on her bed, was she on her back or on her stomach?
I mean, I think she was on her back. I'm not sure. I mean, okay. I was like, you know.
I asked you earlier about the light. If she's kind of in bed, then maybe the lights were off. Were the lights on? And did you turn them on?
The lights were...
For you to be able to see...
The lights were not on. No.
How did you see the blood and stuff come running out?
Because she's got a big bay window right by her room, and there's lights from the parking lot.
Okay.
That it's, I mean, it's not hard. It's easy to say.
Okay. So when you tossed her back on the bed, in your mind, she was bleeding. But you said she was bleeding out her nose, and you didn't feel like you needed to call rescue?
No.
After that, after banging her head and
no, she I
shaking
I,
her
no.
and blood coming out her nose on the floor.
No. I mean, it was a,
let me ask you this. And you've been honest so far, so there's really no reason not to lie about anything, but when you left out there, were you kind of like, she got what she deserved? Is that why you didn't call 911?
No. It wasn't about that for me. Mm-hmm. It was about going to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing about, like...
You missed anything that I want to ask him right now?
There's nothing about, like, going to get anything or going, you know. I don't know, I took a computer and that was irrational,
mm-hmm.
but that was like my collateral almost, if you could look at it like that. I mean, I guess that's where my logic was at, but mm-hmm. that, which is...
Well, I have to tell you something.
Well, I think I know why you took the computer.
Why do you think?
Is that right?
Go ahead.
You know? She's dead. You killed her, George. You killed her.
She's dead?
I think you knew that already.
No, I did not. She's dead? How the fuck is she dead?
Because you killed her, George.
How the fuck is she dead?
Because you killed her.
We're not here for any reason, George.
She's dead?
Yes.
She's dead?
Yes.
She's dead?
She's dead.
How? How?
I already told you how. You already told us how as well.
How is she dead?
You just told us.
How is she dead? How is she dead? I didn't strangle, I didn't fucking hit her. I don't even know, I don't. She's dead.
Yes.
How the fuck is she dead? Oh my God.
We're serious, George. That's why you took the computer, isn't it?
No.
Because you had threats to kill her on that from a past email. Because she hooked up with a player from UNC.
I never said that, that was just like the heat of the moment.
Last night was heat of the moment too, wasn't it? You went in there to talk with her, but it got out of control, right, George? The alcohol got a hold of you. You kicked in her door. She started to fight with you. You punched her in the head, or you cracked.
She's not dead.
You cracked
She's
her
not
head.
Dead.
You
She's
cracked
not
her head
dead.
In the window or in the
She's
wall.
Not dead.
She is.
She's not dead.
I ain't BSing you right now. It's serious.
I want to see her.
George, look at me.
George,
she is dead.
You were not here to dance with us. You're here because she's dead. The alcohol.
I don't believe it.
It's true,
dude. I didn't hurt
George,
her.
Listen to me.
I didn't hurt her.
Listen to me. You probably didn't mean to hurt her.
I didn't hurt her.
You went in there, you kicked the door, she got a little feisty. You either punched her or you smacked her head into the concrete, and then you held her down on the pillow, because that's what
no,
you did.
No, I didn't hit her on the pillow. I never held her back.
Okay.
I never held her down. I never suffocated. I never did anything. Okay. I don't believe that she's dead.
I don't believe that she's dead. Did you punch her? Did you hit her?
How? She's, there's no way she's dead. She's not dead. I didn't. I never did anything she could be dead.
Listen to me.
She's not dead.
Did you punch her? Or did
No, I never, no.
Did you hold her head into the wall? Did you crack it?
No.
Did you
Is her head cracked?
Did you smack her head in the wall?
No, she's not dead. You guys said she has a black eye and a bump on her head.
She has those things.
But she's not dead. I did not.
All right, let's calm down.
I did not like hurt her. Like she's not dead.
Calm down, Minute George. Okay.
Tell me she's not dead. She's not dead.
I want you to calm down right now. Okay.
Right. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I never did anything that could do that to her.
Well, let's calm down.
I never did anything that could do that to her. I swear to God, I never did anything that could do that to her. I never, no, I don't, I refuse to believe that she's dead, because there's no way that anything that happened last night could kill her.
Okay.
Just out of protocol, what we gotta do is stand up for you. Okay, put your hands behind your back. Turn.
Relax.
Turn.
Relax, you'll be all right.
Tell me she's not dead. Tell me she's not dead, though, please. Will you tell me she's not dead?
Relax.
Please, will you tell me
she's not dead? You know what, I wish I could tell you that, George. 22-year-old. 22. And her life is done.
Oh my God, kill me. I did not do anything that could have killed her.
You realize you're under arrest.
I realize that.
All right, we're going to consult with the Commonwealth Attorney on the proper charge, but it's going to be related to her death. So make sure you understand.
She's dead. Okay. She's my. Hell, there's no way. Oh my God, there's no way she could be dead. There's no way. Oh my God. There's no way. I don't believe it.
It's true.
I don't. I mean,
we just help us understand what happened last night, George. Start over from the beginning, bud.
I'm not lying to you. Everything I said to you was so true. I've not lied to you about anything.
And she had a t-shirt on.
Yeah. I'm most confident, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
Was her t-shirt not on when...
We're not going to tell you.
Help us understand what happened last night, George. Go through it again.
I told you everything. I don't even believe it yet. I do not believe it. I don't believe it.
Okay. All
right. Yeah. Yeah. Just a second.
But there's no way, sir. Sir, there's no way she's dead. There's no way.
It's true, George.
How would it happen? There's no way. There's no way she could be dead.
Why do you think you're sitting here in handcuffs?
For what you guys said were assault charges.
She's dead. I'm not lying to you.
You would have said murder charges if you were honest with me.
She was assaulted.
You would have said murder charges. You would have said I murdered. Did she die this morning? Afterward?
I can't tell you when.
I know, but I didn't murder. I know she's not dead. I know she's not dead. There's no way she's dead.
Calm down, George.
There's no way she's dead. There's no way. There can't be any way she's dead. There can't be any way that she's dead. Sir, I'm telling you, there's no way she's dead. You have to be lying to me. Tell me you're lying to me. How is she dead?
I'm not lying to you.
How is she dead? How? What did she die from?
Well, we're gonna find that out.
What did she die from?
We're gonna find out. I can't make that determination.
Sir.
Either the head trauma or asphyxiation.
There was no asphyxiation.
Okay.
Oh my God.
know you told me the truth, but I think you know, there may be some parts you're leaving out.
I'm not sure. I'm not.
How did she get all that head trauma?
From banging.
I don't believe that. I don't believe she banged her own head in the wall, man.
Well, wrestling, I don't believe she's dead. I don't believe she's dead. I don't believe she's dead. I don't believe it. There's no way she's dead. There's no way she's dead. There's no way. She has to be alive. She has to be. There's no way. She wasn't. There's no way. There's no way. Last time I saw her, she was not dead. She was not dead. There's never.
What was she doing the last time you saw her?
She was standing up with me. She was standing up with me. She was standing up with me, looking at me.
Was she standing or holding? You were holding her.
She was standing up, looking at me.
Okay.
I don't believe it. I do not believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Sir, I don't believe it. Sir, please tell me you're lying.
I'm not lying. She's dead.
Sir, how is she dead? How?
That's what I want you to clarify.
How?
You know how.
How? No, I didn't know. No, no. No, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Why didn't you know?
Why? She's not dead. She's not dead. I know
it got out of control last night, George.
She's not dead. She's not dead. I know she's not dead. I know 100 million percent she's not dead. I did. She cannot be dead. You're not lying to me either, are you? You're not lying.
I'm not.
She's dead?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I know it got out of hand, George.
No, it didn't.
Then what happened?
I didn't kill her. I did not kill her.
Did you maybe smack her head one time too hard?
I never hit, no.
Did you smack her head, maybe lay her on the bed so she could kind of relax?
No.
Come on, you didn't punch her, because, you know, I don't think you would have done that.
No. No, no, no. I still do not believe it. So, I don't believe it. You came in and said you were filing an assault charge, which makes sense, but that doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense.
She was assaulted and she died.
No way. No way. No way. No way. No way.
And you were there. This happened when you were there. Now's the time to man up, George. Tell me what happened.
I told you what happened.
How did it get out of control?
It didn't. I told you what happened. It didn't get out of control. She's not dead. There's no way she's dead. There's no way. I didn't do it. No way. still away.